2012 seniors.
Saturday's downpour stopped just about the time 14 Crimson Bears seniors and their families took the field for the annual senior night presentation. It was their last regular season home game and possibly their high school football career. It was also a bye week, and the Bears had no conference game scheduled. In recent years, the Juno team has filled bye weeks with games against teams from the lower 48. The Murrieta Valley Nighthawks scored 2 points on a safety within the first 3.5 minutes. By the end of the first quarter, the Nighthawks had 17 points, at the half, 31. They were 45 points ahead at the end of the third quarter when the mercy rule kicked in and the clock continued to run. In the fourth quarter, the Nighthawks scored even more touchdowns to end the game 59-0. Going into the game, both teams thought it would be more competitive.
Watching my film, I thought it'd be a much closer game. I really, truly did.
Greg Ireland is Murrieta Valley head coach.
But I think when you lose your leader, you lose your quarterback, that's very difficult. You know, very difficult, and that's when the game changed.
The Juno Douglas Crimson Bears are on their third quarterback of the season. Senior Philip Fanumiai, a strong team leader, was injured in the first game of the fall and recently had knee surgery. Sophomore Dorian Isaac started as quarterback and was injured early in Saturday night's game when he was sacked in the end zone. Then senior fullback Trevor Pfaff switched to quarterback. Crimson Bears head coach Rich Soros arranged the game with Murrieta Valley 2 years ago.
You don't have a crystal ball that tells you you're gonna lose Phillip or you're not gonna have some key pieces. And there's just no way to forecast that kind of stuff. And everybody shows up, plays the games, and do the best they can.
During the game, fullback linebacker George Sua suffered injury and is likely out for the rest of the season. Just before halftime, running back Demetrius Campos went out with a pulled hamstring. Even so, he said getting tromped by the Nighthawks was fun.
Because they're a good team and we need the motivation to do good against Palmer next week.
Coach Soros said the bye week games against lower 48 teams prepare the Bears for the end of their Rail Belt season.
They get to find out who some of their leaders are, and that's probably the biggest thing going down the stretch. We got to know who the guys we can lean on when times get tough, because we're going to go into Palmer and go into West Valley, and those are two of the top teams in the state. And if we have any hopes of making the playoffs, we kind of got to know where we're at physically, and these kind of games show you. They show you a lot about your character.
Nearly 50 varsity Nighthawks suited up for the game, more than the Crimson Bears varsity and junior varsity combined. Travel is the most expensive part of playing sports in Juneau, and football teams have long picked up some of the cost of visiting teams' airfare. In this case, Juneau gave Murrieta Valley $20,000 toward the $80,000 trip. Murrieta Valley brought 84 students, including managers, 32 parents, and 11 coaches. Coach Ireland said for many of the boys, coming to Juneau was not just their first major trip, it was their first airplane ride.
You know, usually it's San Diego, you know, maybe half hour away or something. But no, nothing like this. Never done this.
After the game, senior quarterback Andrew Blake said the team was savoring more than a huge win. They'll remember the Mendenhall Glacier, Nugget Falls, and hanging out as a team.
We came together so much as a team, and it was a great experience. We're going to remember that for the rest of our lives, you know.
He pointed toward the Crimson Bear huddle at the end of the field.
I just got to thank them for letting, you know, inviting us up here and paying for 35 of our tickets. You know, that's amazing.
The junior varsity Nighthawks trounced the Crimson Bears JV on Friday night on a score of 34-6. On Saturday, they were the varsity cheering section as well as chattering about their four-day Alaska experience.
The iceberg, it's the beautifulest thing that I've ever seen. The bluest, the coldest thing ever.
Junior outside linebacker Jake Gomez says he's never seen so much green, so many tall trees, or so much rain.
So beautiful here. It's the first time that I've seen it rain all day, every day. It's awesome.
Murrieta Valley, California is in the desert, about 65 miles north and east of San Diego. In the 2010 census, the city had a population of 103,000 people, having grown 134% since the year 2000. Murrieta Valley has three high schools. And the Nighthawk? Well, it's a medium-sized bird that pursues flying insects at dusk and dawn. It does not migrate to Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.